What's the CDK inhibitor you're using in the trial?
The study is built around palbociclib.
Palbociclib, okay. So that's really a cool study. And I know there are also adjuvant trials out there looking at that strategy. And, you know, could be the one day we're going to wake up and adjuvant endocrine therapy and even neoadjuvant endocrine therapy might all of a sudden be changed. So I think this is, you know, surgeons have classically always certainly at least had a major interest in endocrine therapy. A lot of them have given endocrine therapy and are giving endocrine therapy. So, you know, for people like that, they're going to need to learn about CDK inhibitors. So your center is maybe the top place in the whole world that's looked at these agents. Can you talk a little bit about what they are and how they're currently being used in medical oncology to treat breast cancer?
Yeah, these are very exciting drugs. So there are three commercially available CDK4/6 inhibitors, palbociclib, ribociclib, and abemaciclib. These drugs work by interfering with the cell cycle machinery so that they slow down the rate of tumor cell growth. And in some very nice preclinical models, it was suggested that ER-positive breast cancer cell lines were particularly sensitive to the CDK4/6 inhibitor approach. So the various products have all been studied now in metastatic ER-positive breast cancer as either first-line therapy or second-line therapy in combination with anti-estrogen approaches. And in both first- or second-line therapy, they've shown substantial ability to extend the use of endocrine therapy. So in first-line therapy, adding a CDK4/6 inhibitor to an aromatase inhibitor dramatically lengthens the duration of treatment. And similarly, in second-line therapy with fulvestrant as the endocrine agent, adding a CDK4/6 inhibitor, again, nearly doubles the length of tumor control time with the endocrine therapy. So these have become very widely used agents in management of ER-positive metastatic breast cancer.
Yeah, I mean, actually, at this point, pretty much standard of care.